More than a third of Washoe County residents are 50 years or older, and across the country, the aging population is experiencing unprecedented growth. A recent Harvard study found the nation is unprepared to meet the housing needs for this group. Reno Public Radio's On Gray explores how the lack of affordable housing in northern Nevada is impacting low-income seniors.
Washoe County Senior Services, located near downtown Reno, is a bustling gathering place for some of the region's older residents. Many pop in to play games like pool, grab a coffee, or stay for lunch. In the cafeteria, volunteer Jennifer Nix is scooping piping hot bowls of cream of mushroom soup as a mid-morning snack.
Yeah. Lots of mushrooms in it today.
Oh, that's good.
Bud Matlock is a 76-year-old retiree. He's a former truck driver from Mayflower, and now...
Well, I primarily come here to have lunch, and their soups are terrific. They have used fresh vegetables, and it's homemade soup every day.
Matlock comes daily to socialize and for a good meal. His favorites include lasagna and clam chowder. About 20% of those eating lunch at the center report that's the only meal they eat for the whole day. Washoe provides thousands of homebound seniors with deliveries, commonly known as Meals on Wheels, and also dishes up lunches at several community locations. In 2017, operating at a max capacity, the county provided nearly 400,000 meals. Like many older Americans, Matlock lives on a fixed income. He says he's lucky to be in public housing.
You know, my rent is subsidized, and the full rent in my apartment would be $900 a month. I mean, that's would take 75-80% of my income. So if it wasn't subsidized, I could not live there. So that's the only way that I survive. I could not move out and just go into any apartment and pay the rent.
Matlock lives in a building designated for seniors. It's managed by the Reno Housing Authority, which receives federal funding from HUD. The agency provides subsidized housing for low-income individuals and families. There are more than 700 public housing units and about 2,500 vouchers offered, which can be used on the open market. Right now, across the country, a third of adults aged 50 and over spend roughly a third of their income on housing. Many are forced to cut back on food and health care. Michonne Hurst is with the Reno Housing Authority.
This senior population doesn't have the ability to increase their income like a family would. Finding a new job, different sources of income, typically they're on Social Security or pension, and that's a fixed amount.
Due to the growing demand, her sister is a waiting list for public housing that can take several years. And even for those who qualify for the voucher program based on their income, finding a place can seem nearly impossible.
That is an issue that we are coming across more and more as time goes on, because landlords are increasing their rents. The supply and demand of the market right now, there's so many people out there that are looking for units that aren't voucher holders. And so they opt not to accept the voucher because they can find somebody who doesn't have one very easily.
Being priced out of a home is an experience 61-year-old Marie Blank dealt with personally a few years ago.
I was in a house out instead, and they remodeled it and sold it. They gave me a month's notice. I could have used more time, but they wanted to start remodeling right away.
Blank is a former bus driver for the Washoe County School District, retiring after more than a decade because of a shoulder injury. Other unexpected life changes, like the death of her husband, have made the last few years tough. Blank is currently living with her son.
We just had to find the cheapest place we could go to, and that's the motel we're at now.
Weekly motels peppered throughout the city have increasingly become a more affordable option for seniors. Last year, about 1,300 seniors were living in Reno motels. Abby Bottolotto is a senior services coordinator with the county.
I think that we do see the need, people just coming to our front desk who are either being evicted or are in need of housing, and I think that we're seeing growing numbers of that being the issue.
Therein lies the problem, Bottolotto explains. More and more people need housing, but with the low supply out there, the demand keeps driving the prices even higher, limiting the affordable options for low-income seniors. I'm Ann Gray for Reno Public Radio News.